Are you a baseball fan, Chris?
I've been to a few baseball games. Every time I go to the States, I try and catch one. I can't say as I know all the players, but I do know some of the rules.
Well, I'm not a fan, and I think it's probably kind of up there with cricket in sports I don't want to watch. But now there's an intriguing paper from Aaron Seitz and a team at the University of California, Riverside. They've published it this week in the journal Current Biology. And it looks like brain training exercises might be the way for baseball players to gain an edge over the opposition. And in the case of the Riverside baseball team that they've tried this on, the benefits seem to have added up to maybe winning an extra 4 or 5 games over their whole season.
Wow, what do they do?
Well, in particular, the researchers are focusing on improving the players' vision. And a lot of previous research into visual acuity has tended towards visual exercises that just work out the muscles of your eyeballs, rather than actually going, does this make you any better at real-world tasks? So for their experiments, the researchers took 27 of the Riverside baseball male team before the start of the 2013 season. They made 19 of them do 30 lots of 25-minute visual training. This was using a special video game. And as a control, 18 teammates didn't get to play the game. Now, it sounds like fun for the guys who did get to spend all their time playing a video game, but it did really seem to make a difference. Now, the players who did the training, they saw an average 31% improvement in the accuracy or the acuity of their vision. This is like being able to see more letters on an optician's chart, and they had greater sensitivity to contrast in light. But more importantly, this translated out of the lab and onto the baseball field. And the trained players apparently reported seeing the ball better, they had better peripheral vision, and they could distinguish lower contrast objects. And not only that, but the batters, I believe these are the people who bat the baseball.
The hitters even.
Well, technical there, Chris. But they had 4.4% fewer strikeouts, so I believe that's when they've missed it or something, which is an impressive drop compared to all the other teams in their league. And they scored 41 more runs than expected over the whole season and showed a lot of improvement in other stats, more than other teams in the league.
Do they know how this works, though? Do they know what's going on?
Well, it's really fascinating because baseball, like a lot of sports, is weighted towards visual accuracy. Obviously, you need to see the ball coming if you're going to hit it or catch it. And what's special about this brain training is that it focuses on training the brain to actually respond better to the inputs it's getting from the eyes in real life situations and not just making your eyesight a bit better. So it could benefit other players, similar sports. For example, the researchers are starting a new study with the women's softball team. And also, they think it might benefit non-sporty types, so improving tasks like reading or driving. But it is worth pointing out that the best visual training in the world isn't always enough. The Riverside baseball team had to forfeit 8 of their wins because they had an ineligible player on the team. So maybe they should have actually read the rules a little bit more closely.
Well, maybe their enhanced vision will help with that. Thank you very much, Kat.